Morning, but it's Merry Christmas, right? What a joy it is that we've come together and sing the songs of Christmas. Isn't it great to actually sit and spend some time singing those? I mean, I had someone just the other day, I heard him over talk while we were in a store, and you know how you hear people talk. I heard someone actually talk about a modern Christmas. I wasn't quite sure what that was, a modern Christmas. And so, Nancy, if you want to put up my slides, that would be great. So, I don't know what was meant by a modern Christmas. And I sort of struggled with that for a while, trying to decide, what was someone meaning when they talked about a modern Christmas? You know, you think about Palm Springs, and I know mid-century modern is a huge thing here, right? And so we could actually say maybe that's what they were talking about. But I actually found out what I think it really is. And it happened just the other night. Does anybody know what this is? I know it's hard to see. This is Robolights. Anybody been to Robolights just down the road here? I think that was actually what a modern Christmas represents. I mean, because if you go through it, you see it's a conglomeration of all kinds of things, of all different religions, everything sort of thrown together with some very disturbing things as well, by the way. Things that I can't unsee anymore. But I really looked at it, and as we went through it, because we went there with the expectation of Christmas, right? I mean, maybe it's naive, but I thought, Robolights, everybody's talking about it. This should be awesome. Let's go look at it. So we parked the car. We walked over there. We saw it, and I went, this is not what I expected at all. I mean, that's not what I expected for Christmas lights. I mean, I've always been drawn by the contrast between light and darkness. You know, when I was younger, I worked for a couple of photography studios because I loved light and I loved playing with it and seeing how it was working. And I just, the whole difference between light and darkness, in fact, when I was in college, I took physics of light, and I loved that. For some reason, it just resonated with me. I liked it. And so this whole idea of light and darkness was something that was key to me. But Robolights and a modern Christmas is not what I needed. I mean, here we are tonight talking about the image of light that shines in the darkness, that it plays such a prominent role in this whole idea of Christmas. Everything from the shining star that shines over Bethlehem to the prolonged gospel that John gives us as well as he talks about the light that shines in the darkness. But darkness will not overcome it. See, light plays such a key role in the celebration of Christmas. I don't know about you guys, but I love Christmas lights, right? Christmas lights are just terrific, and you look for them everywhere you go. That's what I expected when I thought Robolights, right? I expected to go see something that was going to be great, but it wasn't. But the whole idea of what we celebrate at this time of year, the use of lights are so key. As we light our Christmas trees, as we light our houses, and even as we start Advent and we light one candle at a time on the Advent wreath to where tonight we get to light the center candle as well. I mean, it's amazing how light plays such a key role. And the Bible has many different purposes for light as well. Sometimes the purpose of light is to reveal what is hidden in the darkness. God shines light and the light of his glory and majesty into the darkness of this world, and it reveals the brokenness and the unrighteousness that is all around us. I mean, many of you may like some of the shows that are on TV as well, as you look at the forensic science shows that are on with NCIS and CSI as well, right? Light plays even a prominent role there, where the light that is used to show something forth that you can't see with the naked eye. But those shows tell us a little bit more. They tell us that, yes, light can reveal things. Sometimes light is used as a guiding light, though, too. I mean, lighthouses are all over the coastline, warning ships of the danger that is coming near, guiding them ultimately to safe harbor as well. In the same way, the light of God's glory and holiness often serves to help us as well. Even in our sinful and flawed condition, he is there to help reveal the light to make sure we don't go the wrong way in this world, to help us to ensure that we are following the right direction. In fact, in the same way we see the God's light is used to show us the way. We read in the Psalms as well, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God shines his light in this world to lead us and guide us through the darkness of this world. But yet we know there is more. Sometimes light even offers a way out of the darkness. I mean, people who actually have gone caving at all knows that when you see the light, it reveals finally and you feel a relief because you can see that there actually is light at the end of the tunnel and a way out. And that's the way it is with the light of the fourth Advent candle that we light this week. It's a candle of love. That's what it's called. Because the light of God's love disperses the darkness in this world. All around us, we are drawn towards light. And the light of God's love tells us that there is something greater than the darkness that we see all around us from day in and day out. The light of God's love tells us that God sent his Son not to condemn the world, but to save us, to lift us out of the darkness into his wonderful light and into his fellowship as well. See, that's what we celebrate at Christmas. We celebrate the birth of a baby Jesus. But it's about more than just the birth of a little baby born in a crib in a manger. I mean, the birth of Jesus is about God taking the form of a human being, of human flesh, communicating to you and to me so that we can relate to truly who he is. See, that's what it means when Jesus comes into this world. When we say that he is the incarnation of God, that truly means that Jesus is God in the flesh. And if you want to know God, all you have to do is look at Jesus. It is Jesus who reveals to us the true heart of God. It is him that we can look to if we want to truly know the character of God, because it is through Jesus that it is revealed. And while the Old Testament is peppered to all kinds of references to God and to the steadfast love and compassion and grace and mercy that is there, it isn't until Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection that we can truly know what true love is. And that's when we can truly say that God is love. For it is through Jesus that we see God's love poured out, literally, for you and for me. If you want to know what God's love is like, look to Jesus. For it is Jesus that we see his unlimitedness, his ever-expanding love that is there for all people, no matter how different they are. It is Jesus that we see the love demonstrated to care for the down and the out. It is in Jesus that we see love demonstrated that is a self-giving and a sacrificial love. It is in Jesus that we see a love that welcomes the outcasts and the sinners in this world. And it is in Jesus that we see the love that embraces you and me with such determination that there is nothing that you can do to make God love you more, and there is nothing you can do to make God love you any less. See, because God's love is a free gift given to us through Jesus. It's important for us to hear this today because God's love is so strong. Because we hear in Isaiah, as I read at the beginning today, that people walk in darkness, that we've seen a great light, and God answers the darkness of this world with the light of his love. That God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son. And God did not send him to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And God answers the darkness of this world by sending his Son so that we could have salvation. See, at Christmas is all about love breaking into this world. All in the world, we see darkness that has taken over. In a world that has heartache and pain that you and I feel continuously. In such a world as ours, we can have hope, though, for the outbreak of love because we've seen it given to us in Jesus. Since God so loved us, then we are called also to love one another. And one of the sort of paradoxical truths that are there is that we love to celebrate Christmas, that is true. And that the way that we find love is not really by looking for it. The way that we find love is by giving it away. I don't know about you, but I love receiving gifts. But I think I enjoy giving gifts so much more. And I think it's through the giving that we experience love so much more. See, John's gospel says this: "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us." You see, love is not something that you can just read about. It's only something that you can know by actually doing it. Love is a gift, and it can only be known when it is given. So today at Christmas, go and find someone to love, and you know what? You might just find God in that act. He says, "Beloved, let us love one another." It is when we love one another that we really truly begin to understand what Christmas is all about. We had this experience just the other night on Thursday night. We actually took about 20 people and we went to a number of nursing homes around the community and we actually sang carols in those nursing homes. And, you know, Thursday was a busy day for me. And we had all kinds of things going on, and I got here at church around 8 o'clock in the morning, and this was started at 5:30 at night, and I never got home, and it just seemed like it was a crazy day. And to be honest with you, as I got closer and closer to the time of caroling, I actually thought to myself, and forgive me, I don't really want to do this. I'd rather go home and sort of cuddle up in bed and just sort of relax for the night. But I knew and I hoped that people would come. We had about 20 people show up. And as we walked into these nursing homes and started singing the Christmas carols, the old songs of Christmas, you might say, the non-modern songs, right? The light in the eyes of the people in these rooms just shined. Tears started to flow, and it brought them back to the true meaning of Christmas, as they said, "You have shared love with us this evening." Later that night, I couldn't help but think that this is truly what it's all about. That's truly what Christmas is all about, to share God's love with an otherwise cold and dark world. See, that's what Christmas is. God coming into our lives, not in power and might and judgment, but in the face of an innocent child born in a manger. Christmas is God coming in love, lighting up the dark in warmth and love. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. It is the light of love given to us in Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. See, what we celebrate today is not a modern Christmas. What we celebrate is not a generic God or a conglomeration of a bunch of things put together in this world. What we celebrate is the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is truly the light of the world and the only light of this world. And today, that is what we celebrate. The light that shines so strong that you and I can focus on no matter what is happening in our lives, no matter what struggle we're feeling, no matter how hard we're hurting, we can look to that light and know that Jesus is here with us and that he has done everything that we couldn't. so that we could be saved, so that we could be promised eternal life. So, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So this Christmas, no matter what you see on the news, no matter what you hear in your family, know that truly love is real and love is alive because Jesus is alive in you and me. And therefore, let's let his light shine through us this Christmas. It is in his name and to his glory. Amen. Would you bow your heads and join me in prayer? Well, dear Lord, we just thank you for this message that you give us, Lord, that truly we know that you are the light of this world. And Lord, as we look around this world, or maybe as we just were shopping today or the other day, it doesn't seem like love is something that reigns, or that love is truly there in this world. But Lord, we know that it is because, Lord, you came to show us what love truly is. So Lord, help us to truly recognize love and more each and every day. And as we do so, Lord, help us be the ones that model it and show it, because Lord, we look to Jesus, and it is through him that we can truly see how love is lived out each and every day. So Lord, as your disciples, the ones that follow you, help us truly, Lord, to follow you more and more, to model what you do more and more, and to open our hearts and our arms and our minds, Lord, to those who are in need, and show them love today, tomorrow, and always. Let this posture of ours not just be on this season, but let it be a posture that we share each and every day. Because, Lord, as I say, there's nothing we can do to make you love us more, and there's nothing we can do to make you love us less. And Lord, that is just great news to us. So Lord, we pray this all in Jesus' glorious name. Amen. Well, this time we're going to continue with our candle lighting portion of the service. And all of you, as you came in today, should have received a candle as you came in. And what I encourage you to do is push it up just a little bit so it's above the top of the plastic that you have there. And what we're going to do is I'm going to light it off of the Christ candle that's here, and we're going to actually then pass it out throughout the rest of the congregation. Now, here's how I'd like you to do this, just so we do it and protect the furniture and everybody else, right? Okay? Is that once somebody has their candle lit, when you're going to light it, let the person who is not having the lit candle tip it sideways to light it. The others, once it's lit, just keep it straight. That way we'll protect candle wax from going all over ourselves.